It's 11:58, and the temperature is 44 degrees. I am Pat Marriott, and this is today's Midday Interview.
A child arrived just the other day. He came to the world in the usual way, but there were planes to catch and bills to pay. He learned to walk while I was away, and he was talking for I knew it. And as he grew, he'd say, I'm gonna be like you, Dad. You know I'm gonna be like you.
If you are of a certain age, you will recognize music by the legendary folk singer Harry Chapin. Cats in the Cradle, that's actually being sung by his brother Steve. But there's going to be a concert coming up called The Road to the Hits, sponsored by the New Hope Clinic, and it's a fundraiser for the New Hope Clinic, coming up on Thursday, the 28th of January, 7:30 p.m. at the Southport Community Building. And with me today are a couple of the organizers of that event. Sheila Roberts, who is the executive director of the New Hope Clinic. Sheila, hello.
Hi, Pat. Good to be here.
And Ken Perrin, who is self-described as an old hippie, and I guess several of us qualify as old hippies, but Ken is the impresario of the performance. Ken, howdy.
Hi.
Welcome.
How are you?
And thanks to both of you for joining us. Why is it a Harry Chapin benefit? Harry Chapin has been dead for 35 years, yet his music lives on. And but why did we select a Harry Chapin concert for this event?
Well, Harry makes a trip down to Florida every year to do a huge benefit for the Harry Chapin Food Bank in Fort Myers, Florida. And on the way, we're about halfway, and I offered years ago to house him if he'd do a concert for benefits. And usually it's the Food Bank of Brunswick County, and the last couple of years it's been the New Hope Clinic.
That's truly wonderful. Now, you say Harry makes a trip to Florida, but I'll bet you meant Steve.
I sure did. I mean, Harry's band makes a trip. Yes.
Harry's band makes a trip, right. Together, you were just telling me a minute ago with Big John Wallace, who was the original Chapin backup band.
Yes, well, Big John and Steve and Harry were all in a band back in the 50s, and they've been singing since they were in boys' choir together.
That's truly wonderful. How did you get involved in helping New Hope Clinic?
Well, my wife has a friend that she worked with that lacked insurance and had some real issues and medical issues, and my wife took her over to the clinic, and they have just done miracles with her, and that's I began to realize what an important asset that was to our county.
Isn't that wonderful? Now, Sheila, tell us about the New Hope Clinic. I'm sure there's some listeners who have not heard of it.
Well, New Hope Clinic's been working for 18 years to provide basic medical, dental, and pharmacy services for Brunswick County residents who have no access to health insurance. They don't qualify for Medicaid or Medicare or VA benefits. There are still huge gaps in our health care system, and our community has a great demand. In North Carolina, over 17% of people live in poverty.
17%, and you probably service a great proportion of those 17%.
We do. Last year, we served almost 1,000 residents. Unfortunately, there are a lot more that are in need, so we're doing what we can to reach that, and it's concerts like this that raise the funds for us to do so.
That's really wonderful. Now, with the Affordable Care Act, why is it still necessary to have a New Hope Clinic?
Absolutely. Good question. In North Carolina, we did not expand Medicaid. So there are people whose incomes are not high enough to qualify for the subsidies to purchase private health insurance, yet they're not blind or disabled, so they don't qualify for Medicaid or they don't have minor children. So many of our patients are the working poor, mm-hmm. working part-time jobs or family caretakers, or just people who are in between. Homeless people, there's a lot of reasons why someone's not qualifying, and we're there to fill in those gaps with working with our community partners. We can't do everything, but we'll do as much as we can, working with our hospitals and the greater Four County area with the Cape Fear Health Net to provide referrals to other organizations beyond us.
Isn't that marvelous? If you're just tuning in, I'm chatting with Ken Perrin, who is the concert organizer, and Sheila Roberts, who is the executive director of New Hope Clinic. We're talking about a benefit performance featuring the music of the legendary folk musician Harry Chapin, together with members of his former band. It's at the Southport Community Building on Thursday, the 28th of January, which is next Thursday, if my calculations serve me right, 7 p.m. with the doors opening at 6. You can get tickets at the New Hope Clinic or by phone from Circle Entertainment at 910-274-3971. Tickets are $25 a pop, and that is entirely a benefit for the New Hope Clinic. Ken, how were you able to get Steve and Big John to come to Southport?
Well, like I said, Steve and I have been friends for maybe 20 years or so. I served on the board of World Hunger Year, which was started by Harry back in 1974, I believe. And I've known Steve, and he just loves. He told me last time that we keep doing this till one of us dies. So I hope we're back next year doing another concert for New Hope.
That's truly wonderful. And if you're of a certain age, you certainly know the name Steve Chapin. He died, what, about 35 years ago?
Well, Harry died 35.
I mean, Harry died, of course. A car crash, I believe.
On Long Island Expressway,
it was,
yes.
At the age of less than 40, I think.
Yeah, 38.
Tragic thing that took that fine musician away from us. And so we look forward to hearing that performance. Now, Sheila, this is a benefit. Is this the only way that New Hope Clinic keeps its doors open? How else do you do it?
It's one of our main ways. We depend on our local community. We do receive some grant funding, but we don't have any direct federal or state funding, so we really need our community to come out. We keep our operating expenses low with a staff of about 150 volunteers, but we still have some expenses to pay. We stretch every penny as far as we can, but we need to get people out to the concert.
Okay. Are there other events coming up that we should know about?
Yeah, we're actually working with another organization called Listen Up Brunswick County. There's a series of concerts this spring, and we have more information on our Facebook page for New Hope Clinic of all of our events. Just come out and look at that and help us get people connected to the services that they need.
Outstanding. Sheila Roberts, thank you so much for joining us. And Ken Perrin, thank you. We've been talking to Ken Perrin and Sheila Roberts about the Road to the Arts, a tribute concert in memory of Harry Chapin, on Thursday the 28th at the Southport Community Building. I'm Pat Marriott, and this has been your Midday Interview on WHQR. Thank you so much for listening.